A grand juror is speaking out in the case of the shooting death of Breonna Taylor after a judge made the rare decision yesterday that cleared the way for jurors to speak publicly. And one of the officers who shot Taylor in her apartment spoke yesterday for the first time with ABC News and the Louisville Courier-Journal. Jonathan Mattingly said that Breonna Taylor's death was not about race, as people have said about other cases.
This is not relatable to a George Floyd. This is nothing like it. It's not an Ahmaud Arbery. It's nothing like it. It's not a race thing like people want to try to make it to be. It's not. This is a point where we were doing our job, we return fire. This is not us going hunting somebody down. This is not kneeling on a neck. This is nothing like that.
He also said Breonna didn't deserve to die. Tessa Duval, one of the reporters with the Louisville Courier-Journal, spoke with Officer Mattingly. Tessa, what sense did you get overall from him?
I think, you know, he has watched this unfold for the last 7 months and hasn't been able to say anything. So he was very eager to talk, very ready to tell his side of the story and to defend his actions. As we heard him say, you know, he does not consider this to be anywhere in the same ballpark as what happened to George Floyd. He said that is police misconduct, that is overuse of power, but he defended what happened at Breonna Taylor's apartment.
Yeah. Well, just to remind people, Mattingly is one of three officers who came to Breonna Taylor's apartment. They were attempting to serve a search warrant. We heard initially they had a no-knock warrant. They said they knocked on the door. That awoke Kenneth Walker, who was Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who fired at what he thought were intruders, and the police returned fire. Walker later said he didn't know the police were at the door, and none of the officers were charged for shooting at Breonna Taylor. One was charged for shots that went through a neighboring apartment. So a lot of anger that there were no charges. Did Mattingly say anything about, you know, maybe being upset at why they were there in the first place? Because many have said it just seemed like a ridiculous use of this kind of a forced entry for looking for something that might have been maybe mail from Breonna Taylor's old boyfriend that might have been at the apartment. Did he say anything about that?
Not a lot, but he did defend the use of the warrant. He said, you know, it was requested and approved as a no-knock, but we knocked. We wanted to give her time to come to the door. He also said that, you know, if they had gone in and done a straight no-knock or only waited 5-10 seconds, that he thinks things would have gone differently.
Wait, I just have to jump in. So it was a no-knock warrant, but he knocked. How differently would they have gone, does he say, if he hadn't knocked? Because that's what people are saying. If he hadn't woken up the boyfriend, they might not have frightened him and he might not have shot. So how does he think it would have gone differently if he didn't knock?
If they had not waited as long as they did, he estimates they waited probably 45 seconds to a minute before they used a battering ram to enter, or if they had just used the ram immediately without knocking, it wouldn't have given them time to get up, and it wouldn't have given Kenny Walker time to grab his gun. And therefore, he said, you know, that first shot may not have been fired, and this whole thing wouldn't have transpired the way that it did.
Yeah. He also told you there's a lot of misinformation out there, such as that they were at the wrong apartment. That's stirred some of this public anger. I want to ask you about this juror who spoke. This is very rare that grand jury members are allowed to speak. Tell us more about what they had to say.
So that's been brewing for a couple of weeks. The grand jury indictment came down on September 23rd. And since then, Daniel Cameron, the attorney general of Kentucky, who is the special prosecutor in this case, has spoken several times about what the grand jurors were told and what the grand jurors decided. And initially, he said that grand jurors agreed with his office's assessment that homicide charges were not warranted because Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove acted in self-defense after being fired upon. He later, after this grand juror filed the motion, he later said that, well, wanton endangerment against Brett Hankison were actually the only charges presented. We did not present any homicide charges. And so what the grand juror, now that the judge has approved that they can speak publicly, what the grand juror said is, we didn't get to decide on homicide charges. There was no assessment that his office shared that we agreed with, because it wasn't even on the table for us. So it's confirming what he later said, but did not initially make clear about what happened in the grand jury room.
Just very, very briefly, Tessa, how are people reacting to all this?
I think there's a sense from some people in the community that because the settlement has happened, because the grand jury has already decided on its indictment and, you know, the state criminal case is closed, that this is over. But I think there's also a lot of people here who recognize that this is far from over, that there's still more that we're learning about the case and what happened. Mm-hmm. And they feel like it's still unfinished.
Yeah. Tessa Duval, investigative reporter for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.